Hello, Marina Joy here with Tween Talk. Welcome to our kickoff for the 12-week homeschool challenge. So if you aren't joining me here today, you're here because you want your homeschool to feel less chaotic, more purposeful. And this challenge is not about doing more. It's not about adding more to what you think you need to do to keep up with people that don't actually care about what you're doing in your homeschool. This is about making it less chaotic for you, for your family, for your tweens, so that you can accomplish the goals that you have set. And today we're covering the system. So this first piece, and that is all about setting the vision. Super important. Now, as soon as you say setting the vision, you're like, oh my goodness, I thought we were homeschooling. You are homeschooling, but homeschooling without a vision, that leads to burnout, big time burnout. You have no direction. You're just madly out there looking for something that's going to fill the time and make you feel productive, and then it leads nowhere. So we do need to cast a bit of a vision for what your homeschool needs to look like for your family. Now the challenge is set up. So over the next 12 weeks with the bonus 13th week, we are going to set up a system that you can use over and over and over. So this works no matter what homeschooling philosophy you ascribe to. Doesn't matter. This system will work for your family. Now, I will say that we need to learn, okay, what is the system? How can we get this set up? And then thinking ahead, how can we put it in place? And then once you have it rolling, you will start to see the stress and the chaos fall away. There'll be more order, less stress, less fighting with your tween about we need to get this work done, and more building them up so they can become independent learners, which is what we want, right? I always imagine that kids are sort of like on this runway, and it's our job to help them get to the point where they can lift off and be independent, and that is the goal. Then we have done our job. So we're going to set up this repeatable system. It's going to be one that grows with your tween as they become more independent. In fact, this is the system that changed everything for our family, reduced a bunch of stress, and in fact is the same system my daughters still use, even though they have launched. They are still incorporating these principles. So it is worth it. It'll be like a seasonal planning habit. You'll just know what to do next. It's a framework that you can stick to, like I said, regardless of what philosophy you are following. And you'll have the confidence to adjust as needed without starting over, but you're not adjusting by the week. But you have defined pivot points if you need them. So you'll feel less scattered, more in control. Now, I'd like to introduce you to what I call the Spark method. This is the core method we're going to return to every week. And Spark, S-P-A-R-K, it will help you remember. And also, I just think we want to spark joy in our homeschool. We want it to be that to have some life to it. Okay, so S, we want to set the vision, and that's today's focus. Now, once we've set the vision, I just want to, setting the vision isn't a one and done thing. Visions can change. Just imagine you're driving down the road and you're going a certain direction, and what you see in front of you changes. So you have an idea about where you want to go, but you don't know all the things that are going to happen along the way. And sometimes there's things that come along that mean we have to adjust that vision. Unseen, for unforeseen circumstances, things, life throws curveballs. So don't feel like, oh my goodness, if I set this vision, it is set in stone, I'm stuck with this forever. No, but we do need some sort of what does the road ahead look like? What is that end goal? And we'll talk about that today. P, personalize the plan. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be learning about how to do that. A, align with strengths. Super important. Again, in the coming weeks, we'll be talking about this. Review and reflect. This is coming up. And K, keep it flexible. So flexibility is different than being fickle and changing your mind all of the time. Being flexible means that your days don't have to be rigid, but the overarching plan is in place and there's flexibility within that plan. So this SPARK method is not a checklist. Yep, set the vision, personalize the plan, aligned with strengths, reviewed and reflect, kept it flexible. No, it is a cycle. So we're continuing to go through and seeing, okay, are we still aligned with our vision? Is this plan still the best one? Are we aligning strengths? New strengths come to the forefront. We go, oh, okay. So we're going to review and reflect. This is happening regularly. And of course, we're keeping it flexible. Now, why 12 weeks? Why 12 weeks? 12 weeks, 3 months, 90 days, however you want to cut it, that is long enough to make meaningful progress, but it is short enough that if life changes, we can pivot in 3 months, in those 12 weeks. Also, you are going to grow and change. Your tween is going to grow and change. And so in that 12 weeks, what you've set there, then by the time you have a, here's a little teaser, we're going to have a month of a passion project, unit study, personal project, whatever you want to call it. And then you're going to do another 12-week cycle. But before you do that, you'll have a planning week. So you're going to set up this rhythm. And every time you go through one of these 12-week cycles and the passion project month, and you go back and you are getting ready to schedule the next round, you'll have noticed growth. So if you had tried to plan the whole year, you went to a curriculum fair, you bought all of this curriculum for who your tween is right now, by the time they get to using the curriculum, they're a different person. Kids change really fast at this age. So hold off. Just buy enough for the 12-week plan. You may not even need to buy a bunch of stuff, depending on what your 12 weeks looks like. So let's dig a little bit deeper and go, okay, so that's fine. We need to cast a vision. And the vision is long term, where do you feel like your tween is going to end up? Career-wise, life-wise, based on their gifts and talents, their interests, their aptitudes, what direction are they going? That's going to help you determine the course of study, how you study, what you study. So this week, I want you to really start thinking about what is the vision for a specific child. Maybe you have, like I know our girls were really close together. They went through the tween years together, but we didn't just have one plan for everybody. Every child will be different. So think about one specific child. Where are they headed? What do they need? What is your vision for them? And when I say what is your vision for them, I don't mean you projecting your dreams and goals and unfulfilled life goals on them. I mean, what do they want to do? What do they want to be? What can you see them doing? You have more experience, more life experience, more insight. So take what they're saying and take what you know and go, huh, okay, I think we need to head along this road. Because in order for them to accomplish the things they want to do, they're going to need math. They're going to need be able to write well. They're whatever those things are. All right. Now, think about the next 12 weeks. And what would you like that 12-week season to feel like? What would you like it to feel like? What is the most important thing? It's not all about feelings, but I know for me, when we started doing this, I wanted to feel like we were more in control, like I was nagging less. I wanted more joy in our household. I wanted love of learning. I wanted it to feel exploratory. I wanted it to feel like my kids were empowered. What do you want this 12-week season to feel like for you, for your tweens? Because if you don't know, it's not going to happen. So we need to be intentional and pick one of those things. So when we first started doing this, I just wanted to be nagging less. I wanted them to start taking some control. And in order to do that, then I realized, oh, I need to figure out what does done look like so everybody's clear. So then we spent a whole 12-week session where we were doing all the things and it was like, this is what done looks like. Everybody was clear, takes the pressure off. I'm not nagging. They know the expectation. And then the next 12-week session, we focused on something else. So every time you keep building. And if you start this when they're in their early tweens, as they get up to high school age, they are managing all of their learning. It's a beautiful thing. Now also, so what do you want it to feel like? What matters most to your tween right now? What matters to them right now? It's not going to be something that matters to you necessarily, but here's where we can have some balance. So you've got this vision, you know where you're going, you know what your homeschool, you know what you want it to feel like, less stress, less chaos, more organized, fun, choose your word. And then where is your tween right now? Their emotional growth, their mental growth, their like intellectual growth, like all of these things, they're growing and changing. And there are some things that matter to them right now that in 6 months won't matter to them. But right now they do. And so we want to take those things into consideration because as your tween starts feeling like, oh, my mom is treating me like a person, they start to feel like they can have dialogue. And that's when the magic really starts. We have this person-to-person conversation. Yes, you're still the parent. You're still responsible. You're still the authority. But your tween is learning how to have conversations, express their wants and needs, express the things that matter to them. And as much as it depends on you and you are able to, can you accommodate some of those things in your 12-week homeschool session? Can you do it? Can you get creative and say, oh, this is really important that they sleep this much and they start at 10 o'clock. Can you do it? I know this for me was a refining process as a mother when I realized that I had to, kill some of the things that I held so dearly as, like, if I am a good homeschool mom, I do this in this way. And instead, getting rid of sort of that ego-based desire to do things a certain way, and instead try to look at my kids and say, okay, what is best for them? Do I need to hold on so tightly to these things that I feel matter, when do they really matter? Like, for real? Or am I just hanging on to those for me? It's really hard. It's an ongoing process. But I found that, I know in homeschooling circles, there's levels of good homeschool moms. If you are a good homeschool mom, you do, and you can fill in the blank, you probably know these unrealistic expectations that are kind of set on us and sitting on your shoulder, and you're like, huh, I have to do these things. So I really want to challenge you and say, do you have to do those things? What would it look like if you didn't do those things? What if instead you swapped out some of those things for what really works for your tween? Have those conversations and move forward. What would change? Okay, whew, that goes deep. So here's something a little less deep. 4 anchor subjects. So when we think about the 12-week homeschool session, you cannot do everything, but we're going to complete things within this 12-week period. And the beauty of completing something in a 12-week period is this feeling of accomplishment. You have checked something off your list. So even if you do one 12-week session and you accomplish 4 subject areas, wow, wouldn't that feel great? In 12 weeks, done, boom. Now, we're going to pick up to 4 subject anchors. And these are things that you're going to focus on. And you might think, oh, wow, isn't that kind of like the semester system in high school? Kind of. But at the end of these 12 weeks, then we're going to have a month of self-directed passion project learning. So it breaks it up a little bit differently. So you end up with, if you're going year-round, and this is, you can adjust this depending what your homeschool requirements are. If you're going year round, you'll end up with 3 12-week homeschool sessions, and you'll end up with 3 months for passion projects that are self-directed. And in each of those 12-week sessions, you can have up to like 4 subject anchors. Things that you're going to focus on for those 12 weeks and get done. Now, what I would recommend is that you look at your child's gifts and talents, look at their weaknesses, look at the vision. So look at that vision and going, okay, where are we going? What is the end goal? Look at the past work habits of your child. Like, how long does it take for them to get stuff done? Because we want to be realistic. And then we want to pick 4 subjects. So I would recommend something that they're really good at, moderately good at, kind of mediocre, and one that's troublesome. We don't want to have four things that they struggle with. It's going to be a nightmare. They're going to hate it. It's going to be awful for you as you're trying to get them to do the work. So make it one thing that they're good at, moderately good at, mediocre, and weak. So there we have our four areas. Now you might say, well, what about piano lessons? We have those all of the time. Excellent. So include those. And that, depending on your capacity and your child's capacity, it might be those four subject anchors, and then you keep piano lessons going throughout the year, regardless of what else you're doing. That's fine. Maybe they're in a sport. You have your four subject anchors and then the sport. If the sport takes lots of time, maybe you've got three subject anchors and the sport. So what I would highly, highly recommend, and I have a, well, here we go, is that you get a book, something like this, or if you have a homeschool planner, that's fine too. But something with the actual times and days. Now, when the girls and I were homeschooling, you can get these kind of planning books. These go incrementally by like 15 minutes. You can get them with multiple days. They're actually for like hairdressers, hair salons, and that kind of thing. And what I would do is I would put each daughter's name and my own name across the top. We called it the four because there were four columns, and we each had a spot. And you can start to put in and get them to write in when they're going to get their stuff done. Also, I would have a column because I was like, I have a meeting at this time. So they would know, okay, don't just disturb mom at that time. She has a meeting. And they could put some of their things in there. But when you start putting things in a time-based calendar, you can quickly see whether you're being realistic or not. If there's no white space, you're heading for disaster. We always need white space. But we'll talk more about planning in subsequent weeks. So for today, we're just thinking about what are those four anchors. So in our household, math was something that was not necessarily a strong point. So we had math every single 12-week session. Every single time, it was one of those subjects. Because if we didn't, we would forget. And also, that math curriculum, we said, you know what? It's going to take us longer to do it. That is okay. We're going to run it over three 12-week sessions. And so we'll just break that curriculum into three chunks. And we're going to call it done when we've completed one of those chunks. Science, they could do an entire curriculum in 12 weeks. Then they could break it down into week by week. Okay, writing, what are you thinking about for writing or language arts? What part of that could they get done in a 12-week session? It might be that they write four essays. Whatever it is. So you're choosing those subject areas. Maybe they're learning French. Okay, so we're going to finish one level of French. Okay. Once you have those goals in place, the planning starts to become easier. Everybody knows what to expect. Everybody knows what's going to be happening next. And in the coming weeks, I'll show you how to break those down more so that your tween can become more independent as you go along. So as you can see, we're not planning the year, we're just planning this one 12-week session. We're not looking at what other families are doing because the joy and the peace and the happiness and the less stress, removed chaos, all of that comes on the other side of doing what works for your family, for your family situation right now. Not what it will be in 6 months, what it is right now. And you're centered on your tweens' goals, like what is the vision for them? What is their learning style? What is their future direction? Now you want to talk with your tween about that. So what I found to be successful is take them out for coffee. So you have an idea. It's important that you have an idea already because you're going to guide the discussion. And then take them out for coffee and a donut or whatever it is that you enjoy. And let them know that the purpose is we're going to talk about what we're going to be doing for the next 12 weeks, and I want you to have some input. Now, just so you know, when you do that, they might roll their eyes. They might say, I don't know. This is something totally new, totally foreign. Their brain isn't used to working in this way yet. That's okay. They're not necessarily being disrespectful. They just don't know how to have this conversation. So guide the conversation. And essentially, the first time you do this, you're going to present them with a plan. And then they can have some input. And then you can dialogue about that. The key is you want to get their buy-in because they're going to be doing the work. So do they feel confident that they can do the work? Are they excited about at least some of the subjects that are in those anchor subjects? There needs to be some joy for them in it, and you need to get them to buy in. So take them out for coffee. Talk to them about, you know, where are we going? And this is why we're studying this. And like I said, they might be like, okay, sure. Take it. Run with it. Once you've gone through a 12-week session and then they've had a chance to have a month-long passion project, self-directed learning, something that they love and refreshes them, they'll be ready for that next 12-week session and they'll know what to expect. So the second one will go better, third one will be even better, and it just goes on from there. Like I said, it's not just like a one and done thing. This is a system. So now that we've got this foundation in place, and that is the hardest part, next we're going to build the rhythm. So next week we're going to set up some anchor times. We're going to create a weekly planning rhythm that is realistic for real life. We're going to shift from reacting to guiding with intention. This isn't just a one-off plan. You're building that system that you can return to time and time again, and each time with more confidence. You don't need it to be perfect. We're just going to develop a strong 12-week plan, get the rhythm sorted out to carry that through, and then it will get better over time. So if you would like weekly reminders, planning worksheet, replay access, so you can work through each session, make sure you're signed up for the free challenge emails. And I will put that link in the chat, tweentalk.co/12-week-homeschool-challenge. But I will put it in the link or in the chat below, so that you can get everything delivered just in one place. If you're in the challenge already, awesome. Tomorrow morning, you will get an email for this session. And if you're thinking, wow, this system sounds great, I'd love a little extra support, stay tuned. I'll share more about my email coaching option later on in the challenge. No pressure, just support if you want it. All right. That is it for our kickoff session, week one. This week, focus on your vision. What matters most? What you want it to feel like? What are those four anchor subjects? Don't overthink it. Just sign up for the challenge to get the worksheet. It'll help you go through what we talked about. And we want to get your tween on board as much as possible. Then we'll let the rest unfold in the coming weeks. Thank you for joining me today, and I will see you next week. You are doing great already.